With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Health Department today confirms 362 new COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths. Despite lowering cases in some communities, local health officials caution Montanans against getting too complacent. Edward O'Brien reports.
Gallatin County's 7-day rolling average for new COVID-19 cases for Thursday was 30.5 cases per 100,000. That's a 15% decrease from just a week ago and a far cry from the 75 cases per 100,000 back in early December.
We're in a better place, but we're not out of the woods yet.
That's Gallatin City County Health Officer Matt Kelly. Kelly told reporters Friday that metrics for Gallatin County's testing capacity, case positivity, reported COVID cases in long-term care facilities, and hospital bed capacity are all trending in the right direction. The Gallatin City County Health Board this week voted to allow businesses to remain open until 2 a.m. instead of 10 p.m. A mask order and business capacity requirements are still in place. Kelly says it was a difficult and risky decision. He says the board won't hesitate to revisit it if need be.
They did it once. We defended it in court once, and we'll do it again if we need to.
Lewis and Clark Public Health, meanwhile, has lowered quarantine times for individuals exposed to COVID-19 from 15 to 10 days in line with CDC guidance. This after the number of positive cases has fallen in recent weeks in Lewis and Clark County. Valley County health officials, however, say their community is, quote, headed in the wrong direction, end quote. Health officials in that northeast Montana county report at least 58 active cases. In a strongly worded Facebook post Thursday, they said younger people are refusing to cooperate with testing, isolation, quarantine, and contact tracing measures. The agency statement read in part, quote, "We have people who claim to be patriots but neglect to acknowledge their responsibility to participate in a civilized society the way that best protects everyone, especially those who are vulnerable," end quote. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.